BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here, and this is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for when we're on breakfast. For everyone that's working in retail this bank holiday, we play out the Selling is Service and Service is Selling song just to inspire you. Vicky plays Real or No Real, and it's the selfie girl, the actual voice of the Chainsmokers track Alexis Killercam. We ask her to recreate some famous historical moments in her selfie voice.
BBC Radio 1.
It's been really fun the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's not over yet. This morning, we have got the Nick's tape between 9 and 10, so that's just an hour of huge music for your bank holiday Friday. 9 till 10 this morning, and Fern's got a revision power hour today as well, between 11 and 12. Solid tunes to get you through if you're revising. Real or No Real's just after 7, and yesterday, you know, we were saying we wanted to track down the girl who is the voice of, oh, let me take a selfie. Done it. Done that, tick. So her name is Alexis Killercam, and she was absolutely everything that I expected her to be.
She's like your ideal person, I think. The way you looked at her, the way you just listened to her, she's like your perfect guest.
I'm fascinated with people like her, because she's just like a student in New York, and she knows one of the Chainsmokers who made the track, and they're like, do you want to be on it? And she's like, yeah, all right. And then it goes like global, and she doesn't really understand what's going on, and she's just kind of come from nowhere.
I felt a bit left out.
Why?
Because you two were sort of talking the way that you two talk, and you put on a voice, she put on a voice, you talked about LA things.
But she's from New York.
New York things. You know what I mean.
American things.
Can I ask a question? What's going on with Curry Club today? Because I think it's been forgotten.
Oh, I forgot.
So we're not doing that.
No, and also...
Rubbish.
Where are you going to find a curry on a Good Friday? Where are you going to get that?
Well, that's a valid point, but it's disappointing news.
To be honest, I completely forgot about Curry Club.
Thought so. Everyone else forgot as well.
We're not getting any texts about it. No, it doesn't seem to be on.
So no one was that bothered about doing it anyway?
No.
I was so keen on the idea.
I'll tell you what, next time we do the breakfast show, we'll definitely do Curry Club on a Friday.
But promise?
I just totally forgot about it. Really sorry. Promise.
All right.
Good morning to Rob from Watford, who's there with his friend Gary. They went to see you last night.
Oh, wow.
Where were you, please?
I was at a club that rhymes with, I don't know.
Woshiana?
Woshiana in Watford.
Oh, yeah.
Old school.
Didn't you used to go there, like, back in the day?
Yeah.
And now you're a DJ in there?
Yeah. So that was kind of weird, but I brought my friend Serdossa along.
Oh, amazing.
Just to sort of keep it real. And
Did he do Bish Bash Bosh Live?
He didn't. No, I was trying to persuade him to do Bish Bash Bosh, which is his song. Basically, my friend Serdossa, he makes music. I mean, I suppose we should really play a little bit of it, but it's quite hard to explain Serdossa's music. It's great, but for all the wrong reasons, I think.
Can we find Hashtag as well? Because we haven't played that for a while.
No.
And that was his new one, wasn't it?
That's one of his newer ones. So Serdossa is one of my friends. And
why didn't you put him on the mic?
He's never performed live.
I want to make this happen. When we go back to afternoons, I want him to do like a live performance somewhere with a crowd.
Yeah.
With audience.
But after he's had a few beers, he's like, yeah, mate, I'd love to do it. I'd love to perform. I'd do it. I'd smash it. But then I think when the time comes, he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah. I think you're right. It's all talk.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Hashtag. Imagine this live, everyone.
Get the tricks in, I'm linked in, reminiscing about MSN. Things will never be the same again. Back when MySpace Tom was my friend, reunited. Where you been all my life? Used to hate one another, now husband and wife. But the nudges soon turned into pokes. And now we got trolls trying to ruin the jokes. Hiding behind the screen and trying to provoke. Giving it large when they just run like yokes. No need for the back chat, picture it on Snapchat. Following the trends like a geezer in a flat cap. Lost your job, put it in a blog. Dumped by your bird, have a word. Taking selfies up Miley, beefing like Wiley. Just checked into the pub and getting lively. When you fancy a brag, tweet about the bird that last night you bagged. When you're sitting on the loo, tell the old world that you're having a poo. When you've had one too many, giving it the pick into your favourite celebrity. When your team scores the winner, now it's the grab.
Yeah, I mean, it's different, isn't it?
And also, I mean, it's so 2014.
In fact, he's talking about selfies as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's big. It was nice to see him last night then.
It was good to see him. And do you know what? It was a really good night. The only unfortunate thing was I did have to be up quite early this morning straight afterwards. So lab bombs weren't really on.
Oh, well, that's all right. And the crowd, were the big crowd?
Yes. Yeah. Hang on a minute. Now I've made that sound like there wasn't. There was.
Uh-huh. Did you have that thing when the manager takes your side and goes, don't know what happened here, mate?
It wasn't as bad as that, but here's...
We did promote the night, but...
Here's the thing. So, I think I was meant to go on about midnight.
They got Diags from Towie down the road. That'd be what it is, in the other club. Sorry about this, mate.
I was like, how's it looking out there? Yeah, it's good. People just coming in now, so we might push you back a little bit.
That always happens to me.
That is all very well, but I am up at 5.
Well, but also, that means that there's not enough people in there.
And they're trying to be lovely about it.
Yeah, don't know what happened, mate. It's because they got Mark Wright down the club and down the road. It's quite sneaky of him, I think.
But it was all fine. Yeah. And then people came in. It was all good. Yeah. And then we had it, and it was all good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good morning to George, the young trucker off of Cambridgeshire, who says, it's been fun the last 2 weeks. Can you do, please, one more open the window, Gary?
Oh, yes.
Okay, right. So this is a guy that's sleep talking. Remember we were playing all the clips of what you lot are saying in your sleep? This is by far and away people's favourite.
Go and open the window, Gary. Go and open the window.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh! Morning, it's Good Friday. Grimmy's back on Tuesday. Dev is here on Monday. Coming up, Ellie Goulding, a bit of Avicii, and Kooks. And we'll play Real or No Real. That's about 7:10. We met up with the girl off of Let Me Take a Selfie yesterday, and she was my absolute fave.
It's a really strange one, because she is just the voice of the song. Yeah. So she's not even the girl who's in the video for the song. She's literally just the voice.
Just the voice.
And she hasn't got many Twitter followers. Basically, no one knows who she is, but as soon as she talks, people recognise her voice, because obviously she's on this massive song.
Yesterday... she was with a guy that kind of brought her in, and he is basically just getting her to say it to everybody. So he goes up to Greg James. He's like, all right, Greg, go on, say it. And she's like, okay, let me take a selfie. And he's like, oh, my God. Before that, obviously, you don't know. Then the guy that she's with comes up. Scott, go on, say it. Alexis, say it. Oh, God. Let me take a selfie. And it's like, she's going to get really bored of that soon.
Also, how many selfies must she be taking?
So many. She was quite keen to have one with us, though.
Yeah.
You'll hear what happened with Alexis, who's the voice of Selfie. We got to do some quite cool stuff, actually.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Chirpy voice. Why are you up so early?
I've got revision.
Oh. On a bank holiday.
I know, yeah, it's rubbish.
What are you revising?
Chemistry at the moment.
Oh, God. Is chemistry your thing? Am I being rude?
No, it's horrible. I hate it.
See, chemistry and maths for me were awful.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do maths.
No.
Maths is all right.
No. So is this GCSE or A-level?
A-level.
So how old are you?
16.
Okay, cool. So, you got a bit of relief from this, though, because I know that on Saturday you are going to see McBusted with your sister.
I am, yes.
How excited are you?
Very, very, very excited.
Do you think that Dougie will remember that once you fell over in front of him?
I hope he doesn't.
Why did that happen, please?
Well, my friend Becky is a massive Pixie Lott fan, so we went to Liverpool to meet her, and then, like, out of the building next door to her, McBusted just came out, so I ran at them and just with excitement lost balance.
Did Dougie laugh at you? Did he see it?
I think he saw, yeah. And well, he was quite nice. He just like checked I was okay, and he was like, "Yeah, right." It's like, "Yeah, fine." Yeah. But I was like bleeding for hours. It was horrible.
Yeah, but you did that classic thing where when people are watching, you go, "I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine," and actually, you're in real pain.
Yeah.
Like literally, every part of you hurts, and you know that you're bleeding, but you're still saying that you're fine.
And I was like, oh, I just have to smile for a picture and then it'll all be over.
Oh, no, so you had a picture where you were really, really in pain, but having a smile for Dougie.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, let's play Real or No Real, and then you can get back to chemistry, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so some real, some not. Which is which?
Before radar was invented, the RAF's system for detecting enemy aircraft consisted of a man standing in a field, listening very hard.
I don't know. I mean, what else could they do? If there was no radar, got the old binoculars, I guess, but you can imagine them just sort of standing around having to listen out.
That's a pressurised job, though, isn't it? What if he doesn't hear it?
And also, the noises that you would confuse for an incoming plane. I mean, if your matey just farted or something, and you're like... Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Plane.
Earthquake.
Earthquake. Sorry, Vicky.
Vicky, what are you saying about this?
I think it's no real. Just seems a bit too much for one man.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But what did they do beforehand, though?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
No. Well, no. Actually, neither was I. How rude.
But Vicky, what do you reckon they were doing? What's your thinking?
Well, I don't know, but it seems a bit too hard a job for one man.
Okay, so you're saying no real?
Yeah, no real.
Chris?
Yeah, I'm sure there must be better ways of going about things. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh, wow.
Oh, rubbish.
Good start, Vicky. What about this, though?
Kesha is so desperate to acquire the @Kesha Twitter handle that she's offered its current owner gig tickets, thousands of dollars in cash, and even her own cat.
What?
Well, you hear about this, though, don't you? Where artists, pop stars, movie stars, where someone else has got their Twitter name, they offer good money to get, you know, just the simple version of it.
Yeah.
I have heard of this before.
Because Kesha has been @KeshaSucks with two X's for ages on Twitter because she can't actually get Kesha. So is it just a random person called Kesha, I wonder, and but she really wants that. The handle, because she is Kesha after all.
I guess so, but Kesha Sucks has been working for her up to now, isn't it?
Yeah. But she's been offering them thousands of dollars, gig tickets and everything she can to get that domain. Real or no real, Vicky?
I know I'm no real, because why would you have a cat? Like, why would you give up your own cat?
But you know what? These pop stars and these movie stars and that, when they want something, they, you know, they've got the resources to be able to get it. They can throw money at the problem, and probably cats.
And also, nobody generally says no to them. So this is a real problem. You know what I mean? It's like, well, what do you mean I can't have it? Well, I'm Kesha. Give me the Twitter name.
I think I'm going to say real on this one, Scott.
Vicky?
Yeah, for competition, I'll go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Yes, Vicky, you're right to go no real. What about this fact? Is it a fact or not?
During the last week before his holiday, Nick Grimshaw had difficulty getting to sleep and tried to cure his insomnia by watching a TV programme about beavers.
I will watch a wildlife show to try and get me off to sleep in the evening. It's a good way of going about it.
I had a bit of trouble sleeping while on these hours last week. And the thing is, it stresses you out, doesn't it? Because if you're not asleep by a certain time, you're like, oh, God, and now I've only got 4 hours. Yeah. Oh, God, and now I've got 3 hours. But maybe some people choose wildlife. Do you know what I choose? A rolling news channel. Never fails.
I think my main issue with this, though, is I just can't imagine Grimmy being obsessed with, you know, with beavers.
No.
I just can't imagine him sitting there obsessed with beavers.
What do you think he does watch on TV? I'm saying the same things as me.
Yes, definitely.
I'm saying Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, Keeping Up with Kardashians, maybe, and only if it's on at the time, Married to Jonas.
He's not into his beavers. What are you saying, Vicky?
No, you can't watch beavers. It's just ridiculous. Like, why would beavers send anyone to sleep?
What kind of show do you think Grimmy watches?
I imagine him to listen to his own podcast. I imagine him that kind of person.
Yeah. I mean, everyone does it. Okay, so Nick Grimshaw, watching programmes about beavers to fall asleep, real or no real?
No real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Yes, Vicky.
He does enjoy a Friends box set.
He doesn't.
He does.
He likes Friends. I wouldn't have thought that.
No.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
I got 10, Vicky got 20.
Well done, Vicky!
Yeah!
Well done, my darling.
Thank you.
So, back to chemistry now, is it?
Yeah.
Enjoyment busted tomorrow.
Thank you.
Don't fall over again. Love you, bye!
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning to Emma in Tamworth, who says, is it me or does this Pharrell song sound a bit like he's inspired by Liquid Dreams by O-Town? Do you remember that one?
No.
Yeah, you do. Look it up. O-Town, Liquid Dreams. Oh, it's quite good. Weren't they on, like, MTV making the band?
Yes.
This is a while ago. And it's, like, talking about, like, different girls. I can't remember. Like, famous girls.
Mm.
I know that Janet Jackson gets a mention. How?
Does she?
Yeah. That was Marilyn Monroe and Pharrell Williams.
Yeah, sorry, I've just had a little burst of it in my ear.
Do you remember?
I do remember it, yeah. I don't want to be a girl, listen to Destiny's Child.
Yes!
Yeah, right.
So good. The Scott Mills Daily. Have you found that so quickly? Oh, it is quite similar, isn't it? Okay.
The video's awful.
Is it the video, are they just like...
It's like they're in a sort of bubble.
Oh, I remember now.
I don't remember any of these people, though.
I think they're actually getting back together, I heard. Can you spin it on a bit?
Yeah. Was this big?
Yes. It is quite similar to Pharrell. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I don't understand how Greg James did that video. If you go to the Radio 1 website or Radio 1 YouTube channel, or just put Greg James Hideaway into a search engine, you'll find the video that Greg has done for that song. The dancing is off the scale.
Oh, it's a good one. And it's one of those videos that I've seen, like, mates that I haven't seen for ages sharing it on Facebook. You know, one of those where you're, like, watching it going round. It's proper going off.
It's proper choreography. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's so good. Greg, sir. Cameo appearance from Louis Spence. Lots of Greg's fit dancer friends. What more could you want? It's so good. And done in one take, like the original Kaiser video. Get online and watch it. If there's one thing you do this weekend, it's so good. Very impressed, Greg. Very impressed. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Sophie in Southampton just started an 11-hour shift, but she says watching Greg James has made her day not so bad. It's just incredible, that Kaiser video. I can't stop watching it. So, what's going on with Lindsay Lohan? You were just telling me.
Yeah, well, do you remember a short time ago she published a list of, like, what's the word for it? Lovers? People she may have been with. And it wasn't sure whether it was Lindsay Lohan's or not.
And there were some good names on there.
There was, yeah. But apparently she's now confirmed in her... Has she got a TV show about her? Is this where it is?
I want to talk about this. So, when I was doing the voiceover for the Charlotte Crosby show last week, the guy that was there was like, you'll want to watch this, Scott. And I was like, oh, what is it? And it's a trailer for Lindsay, which is Lindsay Lohan's new reality show. And it looks car crash, but it's going to be good. And it's got Oprah on it. I think it's on Oprah's channel in America. So Oprah's kind of coaching her along the way and going, look, you've got to do this for yourself. You know, no one else can do this for you. And Lindsay's like, yeah, I can do it. I can do it. It's absolutely fine. And then you see her, she's got a sober coach as well, very LA, to make sure she's on the straight and narrow all the time. And there's a bit where he's like, I don't even know whether she's sober anymore. It's actually quite sad in some parts. But the best quote from it, I think it's something like, every moment that I'm not on a film set, I feel like I'm wasting my life. Okay, good. It's going to be great. Yeah. I don't know what channel it's on here. I think it's going to be on TLC, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's coming soon.
So anyway, on this show, she's said about this list and said that it is hers. And that's what some of the papers today are reporting anyway. But apparently half the names on it have been kept secret for legal reasons.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know how that works. People must just step in and go like, no, I don't want to be on this list.
Yeah, could you speak to my lawyer? Okay, so if you are going to work today, a lot of you will be working in retail because the shops are very much open. So I just want to remind you of a little musical training video that we played you yesterday on the show about service.
Selling is service.
And selling.
And service is selling.
Service is selling.
And selling is service.
So this is a video from America. It's loads of old people in a shop, and they decided to make this song.
I'm selling to the customers to make them feel all right.
I'm buying all these products with oh so much delight.
I can help you find anything you could possibly want.
Such ostentatious goodies that I can flaunt.
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
Remember that today?
Service is selling.
Work in a shop.
And selling is
service. Here's Happy Pete.
Hello there, Jill. They call me Happy Pete. I came to the store to buy myself a treat.
Okay, man, Jill.
You look so unhappy that you're making me sad. I won't buy as much, because now I feel bad.
Well, that was Jill making Pete feel sad in the shop.
The video is so cringe. so cringe.
I like their little, well, it's not even really a dance, is it? It's just like a little shuffle.
Selling is service.
And service is selling.
Service is selling.
And selling is service.
Sounds like a cop film,
yeah.
Drama in the background.
70s cop show. So remember that today. Service is selling, and selling is service. If you type in service is selling into any search engine, you will see the video. And it's on the Radio 1 Facebook and Twitter from yesterday.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So yesterday we met a cool girl called Alexis Killercam. Is that her actual name?
Well, it must be, and it's on. She's got a Twitter account with very few followers, and not many people would recognise that name, right?
No. There's a picture of her on the Radio 1 Twitter if you want to see what the girl behind the voice of Selfie looks like. So we had a little chat with her yesterday, played the song, which she'd never heard on the radio before, and then we had some new ideas for her, because obviously there's been so many videos and different versions of other people doing Selfie now.
Mm.
So we had a new idea. But here's Alexis from yesterday. Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm in BBC Radio 1 right now.
Yes, you are.
I don't understand why you're weirded out by this. It's like you've won a competition.
I feel like I did win a competition.
It's pretty... Right, so I've just heard the story from Alexis. So she got off the plane from New York this morning. She's never heard Selfie on the radio.
What? How can you avoid it?
I don't know how you've avoided it.
I was in the car for 4 hours on Saturday. I switched between Z100 and 92.3, which are like the main channels that play it, not once. But I heard Happy about 700 times. So yeah. That's good.
It's a very different story here.
Yeah, it's on literally every 2 or 3 hours.
Well, I need to hear it.
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe while you're here in the UK, if you listen to Radio 1, it will definitely be on.
I've been listening for about a couple hours and I haven't heard it.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a lie, because I've heard it in the last couple of hours.
Well, okay, I was in the car for the whole 2 hours. I'm just saying in and out.
How did this come about? How did you end up on this song?
Well, I'm good friends with the Chainsmokers, both Alex and Drew, mostly Alex, and they called me up like, oh, well, we're going to be doing a song. Like, we want you to be the vocals on it. I was like, I don't know. Like, I'll do it, but my voice is pretty obnoxious. Like, you probably don't want that on your track. And they're like, no. Like, it's perfect. Come over. I'm like, okay. No clue what the song was. I was like, I'll come over after class. I go over. I'm like, okay. Like, we want to make a song that, like, when the beat drops, says, let me take a selfie. I'm like, okay, this makes sense why you wanted my voice on it. Slightly obnoxious.
But do you think your voice is obnoxious?
A little bit, yeah. I've been told, like, nasally, and if you look at the comments or, like, the tweet, it's like, I was like, oh, I want to see what people are saying about, like, the selfie girl voice. It's like, this girl sounds like a 400-pound transvestite with a burger stuck in her throat.
I can't listen to you, sorry. I can't listen to you without imagining the song in the background.
I know.
It's really tricky.
But first, let me take a selfie.
It's the way you say, okay.
Right, Chris has been trying out your accent earlier this week.
Oh.
Can you say "That's so ratchet" and then watch Chris and listen to Chris as he tries back?
That's so ratchet.
That's so ratchet. It's close.
No,
that's
okay.
Terrible.
Now listen. What you're not doing.
This écouté and répété.
Écouté and répété. What you're not doing is you're not listening correctly to Alexis's
voice.
Close my
eyes.
Close your voice and then just say what you hear. And go.
That's so ratchet.
That's so ratchet.
He literally can't do it, which is my favourite thing.
What, is that like an Irish accent?
I don't know. He's trying to be LA. That's so ratchet.
No, No.
That's all ratchet.
Can you try? Can we try another phrase? Maybe he'll. Maybe it's just that phrase that he's not dealing with.
Who wears cheetah?
Who wears cheetah? Who wears cheetah?
It's not good, is it?
There's no R at the end of cheetah.
Cheetah.
I've never heard of it. Who wears cheetah?
This has been like the main content of our show for about 2 days now. So we're going to play the song on the radio now. So you will hear it because you're here. And then we've got a little idea which we'd like to run by you. Obviously, there's so many different kind of parodies online of the song.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure anyone has done anything this different with your voice up until now. But first,
let me take a selfie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Alexis is here. She's the voice. Hi.
Like, hey. How are you?
I'm good. So what's your normal actual job?
Well, I'm a student. And
in New York.
In New York City. And I'm studying finance. I'm interning as a business analyst.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's so ratchet.
No, it's not ratchet, no.
No. I heard that you guys don't really use the word ratchet very much.
Not really.
Is it a good thing?
Is it like a ghetto diva?
Basically. This is how I like to describe it. It's like, if you see a rat in New York City, you'll be like, oh, that's disgusting. Like, that's gross. It's just like, you don't want to come near it. But you're so intrigued by it that you're kind of like still looking at it, even though that's like the most disgusting thing you've ever seen. And that's what ratchet girls are like in the club. With no shoes on, you don't really want to come near them. They probably have something that you don't want to catch.
I love this so much. Okay, so my idea is, obviously, I think when people look back on 2014, they will look back at Selfie and say, that was so then. I think it's going to be like the sound of 2014.
So like when VH1 does like...
Yeah, in 20 years.
To 2000s.
Yeah, in yes. 20 years' time. Let's look at 2014. It'll be you going, let me take a selfie. So I think maybe we could go even further back in time, but with your voice, to hear what it would have sounded like then. So, for instance, let's pick, what's something historical? What about the moon landing, 1969? Like, what would that sound like in your head? What would you say?
So are you talking about the bit where, you know, he's like, this is one... Small step for man, one giant leap. You know,
and then Alexis says,
"Oh, he's such a moon tease."
I'm gonna play another song, and then I think we need to kind of like expand on that one. Okay.
BBC Radio One, the Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio One. Alexis is here. She happens to be the voice of Selfie by the Chainsmokers. Hi.
Hi.
Ah, it's you. so what I'm gonna do is we've written a few things here. From great moments in time, we'll put the selfie music on. So imagine if we had Twitter back then during these events, this would pretty much be your timeline. So Alexis, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so let's play the music.
These guys are totally using the wrong filter. Black and white looks so lame. The eagle has landed? What kind of status update is that? Why are they even going to the moon anyway? Everyone knows the place to be right now is Cancun. He's such a tease. Why is he moving so slow? Just step off the ladder already. Stop being such a moon tease. What are those boots? The stars and stripes are totally clashing. One giant leap for mankind? That's not cool. What about girlkind, douche?
Yes.
That is amazing.
See, that's what I think it would have actually been like if people had Twitter then, don't you?
I think it would be better. Then everyone else could talk about how they feel and be completely cynical about it.
Right. So you think they were talking like this at the time, but they just didn't have the ways and means to be able to do so.
They just had no way of letting it out there.
Right.
It's all about open communication these days.
And we're going to record some more with you for next week, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's more than okay.
Because I've got some other moments in history that I think we should address.
Can I just put this out there, and this is no offence to yourself, are we not about to ruin some of the greatest moments in history, or
no.
Are we celebrating
I think
it?
We're probably going to make them better.
We're making them better, and also, like, you can use this, a lot of people are studying at the moment, you can use this as a revision aid, right? So all the facts that Alexis says, they will help you in your exam.
Right.
I promise you this. This is next week on our normal afternoon show. Alexis, I know this is a real flying visit to the UK for you, but it is brilliant to meet you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
Really good fun. Thank you.
Ratchet.
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 The Scott Mills Daily. Loads of people loving Selfie Girl. Natalie, Louisa, Sarah, Jerry, or enjoying her description of a girl that is ratchet.
Basically, this is how I like to describe it. It's like, if you see a rat in New York City, you'll be like, oh, that's disgusting. Like, that's gross. It's just like, you don't want to come near it. But you're so intrigued by it that you're kind of like still looking at it, even though that's like the most disgusting thing you've ever seen. And that's what ratchet girls are like in the club. With no shoes on, you don't really want to come near them. They probably have something that you don't want to catch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tell you who is ratchet.
Is that Fern Cotton over there? She's so ratchet.
You got to record that.
Yes, I did.
That's amazing. Are you going to play it to her?
Yes. I made a special request.
Is that Fern Cotton over there? She's so ratchet.
She'll love that. Doesn't she? She's not keen on the selfie song, is
she? No. If you missed it earlier, we had the selfie girl on, and we have made her create some great moments in time. Some of them not so great, but moments in history, including the moon landing, selfie style.
These guys are totally using the wrong filter. Black and white looks so lame. The eagle has landed? What kind of status update is that? Why are they even going to the moon anyway? Everyone knows the place to be right now is Cancun. He's such a tease. Why is he moving so slow? Just step off the ladder already. Stop being such a moon tease. What are those boots? The stars and stripes are totally clashing. One giant leap for mankind? That's not cool. What about girl kind, douche?
I like it.
And that's all in one take there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So we asked her to do some more. So next week, when we go back to afternoons, we've got Selfie Girl doing the royal wedding.
This could be great. This could rewrite history.
We've got Selfie Girl as she would do it in her style, commentating on the 1966 World Cup.
Oh.
And my absolute favourite, Selfie Girl commenting on the bubonic plague.
Were you overtired when you had this idea?
Yeah, but I still like it now, so I think it's a winner. That's next week when we go back to afternoons.
Is that Fern Cotton over there? She's so ratchet. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, look who's just walked in. Hi, Fern.
Oh, hi.
Is that Fern Cotton over there? She's so ratchet.
Oh, shut up. I love that, by the way.
We just made another one.
Is that Fern Cotton over there? That girl is such a fake model. She definitely bought all her Instagram followers.
This is the greatest thing ever. Wow. Oh. This is backfired, seriously, because, you know, I casually mention every now and again that's not really my cup of tea, that song.
Yeah.
And it's really snowballed now.
I know it has.
Big time.
And now she's done a message for you. She was really nice, the girl.
Well, I'm sure she's lovely. I've got nothing against her. It's just the general ethos of the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it just means that Scott's going to make more and more of those of things. And,
I really wish I answered that. We need to talk, actually, Chris.
What's up?
Oh, no.
What have we done now?
Let's just, Ankara, let's chat Paolo. Because you need to just rein it in.
No. I'm saying, all I want to know is why does everyone fancy him?
Because he's fit. It's literally that simple. There's no sort of like complicated equation to work out here.
Well, then I can't tell. I honestly can't tell from bloke to bloke what's going on. You know, who
so
girls
bitter.
Like. I'm not bitter
this
about it.
This is a classic case of the Goslings. Classic.
Again.
Listen, again.
I respect Ryan Gosling as a person.
You do
I just
not.
Think what
a liar.
He needs to be more of a team player.
Such a liar. Yeah.
Hey, listen, this is what the girl said earlier.
My voice is pretty obnoxious, like you probably don't want that on your track.
Really selling herself. I like her voice.
I know. Again.
Is that Fern Cotton over there? That girl is such a fake model. She definitely bought all her Instagram followers.
Facts. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Really enjoyed these 2 weeks on Breakfast. Grimmy's back on Tuesday morning at 6:30. We return to our normal show at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, including Innuendo Bingo with Charlotte Crosby off of Geordie Shore, 1:45.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio
1.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.